Thank you and good afternoon. The Citizens Advisory Committee for Measure Z held its meeting Wednesday, and during that meeting, the committee finalized their regular meeting schedule and the committee will meet frequently until May 4th. The committee appointed former Eureka City Council member Mike Newman as the chair, and Lolita resident Jonathan Flyer will serve as the vice chair. The committee will meet 3 times in March, 4 times in April, and 1 more time on May 4th. In early December of 2014, the Eureka City Council approved changes to lower the speed limit on multiple streets throughout Eureka. The speed limit changes will be applied to 15 different streets in the city, some including Boone Street, 7th and H Streets, and Myrtle and Harrison Avenues. The City of Eureka issued a press release today, reminding citizens that the speed limits will take effect, and citizens are urged to drive within the new speed limits to avoid being cited. Phil Crandall has been the director of the County Department of Health and Human Services for 30 years, and he announced in a department newsletter that effective January of 2016, he will retire. Crandall said in the announcement that he will work with current senior staff on the transition and to help the department prepare for the changes ahead. Wednesday morning, deputies from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office were sent to a driveway in the 3500 block of Bryceland and Redway to investigate a gun safe that was discovered. The gun safe was already cut open and dumped in the driveway when deputies reached the scene, but paperwork was found inside the safe, which led deputies to an office space in the 3300 block of Redwood Drive. When deputies arrived, they met with the victim who made the initial call and reported that his shipping container was robbed sometime Tuesday night and 20 to 30 firearms were stolen. No suspects have been identified in this case, but the investigation is ongoing. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of fire and smoke coming from a residence at 115 West Clark Street Wednesday afternoon. The first arriving crew found fire along an outer wall, fire that had originated in a plastic planting pot. The fire was quickly extinguished and damage was minimal. In addition, the fire was prevented from spreading to the interior. The apartment was occupied at the time of the incident, but there were no injuries reported and the tenants were not displaced. It's suspected a discarded cigarette into the planting pot was the cause of the fire. Wednesday morning, the Eureka Police Department's POP unit served a search warrant at the Pine Motel in the 2400 block of Broadway and confiscated a suspected stolen handgun, along with other items suspected to have been stolen, including an iPad. Officers also found small amounts of meth, heroin, and marijuana packaged for sale. Officers arrested 29-year-old Veronica Brooks and 49-year-old Anthony Watkins, and both were booked into county jail on several charges, including possession of stolen property, possession for sale, and probation violations. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A county budget meeting will be held tonight. Dan Squire has more.
The supervisors and county staff will host an interactive public budget meeting tonight beginning at 5:30, and residents can take part in person or by streaming the meeting online or by watching on cable access channel 10. Each of the 5 supervisors will be present at a location in their district, and residents can meet and discuss the budget in person. The presentation will be streamed live online at humboldt.gov and is also available on cable access. County staff and the board are asking for priorities and suggestions from residents about county spending, including how the money generated from Measure Z should be spent. The supervisors will be present in person at the South Bay School, Hoopa High School, Redway Elementary, Garfield Elementary, and the Office of Education Building in Eureka.
Thank you, Dan. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department will conduct fire training exercises Friday and again on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week at a building that is scheduled to be demolished in the coming months. Fire crews will be on site from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. and are taking advantage of being able to use the structure for search and rescue training in a smoke-filled building. So if you see light smoke and several pieces of fire equipment at the old Norman's Dry Cleaning building on E Street and Henderson Center, just remember that it's fire training. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.